UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise I'm swag, swag. I'm there, Betty. Yo. Percocet. Miley Percocets. Percocet. Miley Percocets. Percocet. Rep the set. Gotta rep the set. Gang, gang. Chase a chick. Chase. Never chase a. No chase no. Mask on. Get mask on. Mask on. Mask on.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I know you were looking forward to this moment as much as I was. I knew you were sitting at home thinking this is the part where Marcus would definitely scream out. Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, and I know you do now, then DFH Company is 1,000% the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you ask them about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right. And you know what? I don't think I have anything.
Is today not Friday? Have I got my days wrong or something? Like, what's going on?
Pizza day!
Phil?
Going to have to let Nikki V get this one. If he's got it, I don't have it.
I don't see last week or this week's, but I'll do last week's because it still holds up. Thanks to George enough. And the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games, races this weekend, carry out delivery, dine in 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Pressure. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza.
Pizza day!
So here's the thing, Steve.
Okay.
This is a tradition like no other, Steve.
All right, I'm listening.
You have let me down multiple years, Steve.
Okay.
We're getting to a very emergency crisis in my life.
Okay.
This is very, very important. Here's what I want to do, Steve. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask for a recommendation. I'm going to make sure Nikki is not going to I'm going to make sure I'm not going to need to take this phone call. Because what I'm going to ask you, Steve, I'll never have to ask you again. I'm going to need the best answer possible. That's nothing I have to take or anything.
No, it was funny. Sorry, I had a brain fart because I looked at the TV, thought I saw Rachel Nichols, and I accidentally called. There's a massive glare on the TV from my angle. Yes, I know that's Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins really looks like Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, there's a massive, massive glare. But that was Angel McCautry. She was trying to order pizza. It was perfect timing. She accidentally called, I guess, the last number stored in her phone, which is the radio station.
Did you tell her that she came to the studio? We're getting... I should have said that.
She could have had delicious Baranos, but she was looking to order some pizza. And yeah, so
okay, well,
I said, is this Angel? And then by mistake, I was looking at the TV. I said, oh, no worries. Have a great day, Rachel. So, Angel McCautry, if you're listening, I apologize. I knew that was you. I just had my brain is all over the place today. And I thought Kendrick Perkins was Rachel, so and I called you Rachel.
Wait a minute. So, Rachel Nichols is nowhere to be seen.
Nope.
But for some reason, you mistaked or was mistaken by thinking Kendrick Perkins was Rachel Nichols and then called Angel McCautry Rachel.
As she called the radio station to try to order pizza.
And Rachel Nichols is nowhere to be found anywhere in this scenario.
Yeah. No, it was that's a little peek inside my brain.
Stephen A.
That sounds like a dream.
And Kendrick Perkins.
There's a massive glare.
I don't care how it could be a solar eclipse burning your eyeballs, Nikki. Nobody up on that screen will make you think Rachel.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really look like that, but I'm guessing that's just where my mind went because, I mean, why else would I call Angel McCautry Rachel?
Who's Rachel?
Listen.
You're going to get me in trouble with Jeanette. Don't you do that.
Okay, Marcus, I need you to ask the text line something for me.
Okay.
And I'll need brakes, rotors.
Ooh, great question.
And calipers.
Yep. Ooh, good question.
Is $1,300 too much?
Ooh.
I need to know this before I tell them yes.
Ask that question again, Steve. Clear and concise.
If I need brakes, rotors, and calipers, and brake fluid, is $1,300 a fair price?
What year?
A 2013...
I was going to say, you don't have to give out the model.
I don't care. My truck's U of L plates.
It must be Steve, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I need to know if that's a fair price.
Listen, of course, the first person that probably is charging you is like,
they're probably doing. Yeah, it's probably the guy doing it.
On what vehicle? That's why I said 2013 Ram.
Like I said, I'm not knocking the place. I'm just making sure, okay, that's a fair, and I mean that would include labor also. Is that somebody say, yeah, that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, you have the first yes you got has, but I'm gonna check their history real quick. The first yes you got had 3 exclamation points.
Okay. And you got to give a couple $100 just for self punishment because you waited.
Yep,
you're in this spot because
this was terrible. This was a terrible idea. Stop right now, Steve. Stop.
I believe in him.
It was a great idea. You had a great idea, Steve. This was a horrible idea.
Okay. I'm listening.
You want to know why it was a horrible idea, Steve?
Why is that?
Because I've been on a kick lately, right?
Okay.
Let's just say my social life, right?
By the way, more yeses than no.
I'll get to that.
Okay. Well, I got to let them know in a few minutes. So.
Okay, it's okay. It's gonna take 45 seconds for me to explain.
Okay, all right. Let's do this, and then we'll make the decision.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, Steve. I've been getting extremely agitated with people in my life that you can tell them, oh well, I had wings on today, and they say, oh yeah, but you should have had this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple people that has been in my circle, and you can't tell, everything. You know how, those people just got to one-up you, Steve?
Yes.
On everything you say? You say, hey, I heard some news about Imani Bates, and somebody has to say, oh, I knew that yesterday. And it's like, golly, yes. Everything I say, you have to have some kind of fake one-up.
Yes.
You know, or just even if it's a real one-up, it's are you
one of my biggest pet peeves.
Right. Are you addicted to trying to just one-up everybody? You know, it's like, golly. So, okay. So I say something like, okay, we're having Barino's today. Is that Chicago style pizza? Oh, no, it's New York. You should get Chicago style. God, shut up.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, let me enjoy what I have today.
Right. So here's what almost turned into that. Hey, is Steve getting a good price? That person that always goes, oh yeah, that's too much. I know a guy that can get you 10 times lower. It's like, no, you don't.
And I don't want a deal. Hey, man, I know a dude. Look, you pull up in his garage. Look, he got it all right there. He'll just do it from home. He'll slide up under there. He'll take care of it. No. No.
Yeah.
I don't want that. So I'm not saying said guy can't do it.
So listen, just leave it at yes, Steve. Just accept the yes. Because there's a range, but like you can almost feel. I bet if I went back at the people who
charity,
said,
the text line spoken. They said go ahead and tell them to do it. Said it's a really good price.
No. Wait. Eric Hall says otherwise.
Well, who the hell's Eric Hall, Nick?
He's on the line.
Okay, Eric.
What's up, man?
Eric's here. Okay, talk to me, Eric. Yeah.
Well, I've had a car lot for 20 years. I've been in the car business for 20 years. You can call O'Reilly's or get on RepairPal.com and see what the cost of. Now, are we doing calipers, everything? That's still about $500 too much. But if you go on RepairPal.com, it's about $200 a wheel. So that'd be about $800.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Rotor is probably $40-$50. So there's $200. Brakes are really cheap, $40 in an axle. And I don't really think I deserve $700 to put on brakes and rotors. That's probably the easiest job that there is. So I'm not being a hater, and whoever, you know. You want to pay. You know what I mean? You can go pay whatever you want to pay. But my biggest deal in the car business is shady mechanics and overcharging. You know what I mean? I won't say step joys, but let's say they went there and she calls me crying saying it's $800, and I find out it's a $3 spark plug. So that kind of stuff does go on, and of course people are going to want to get paid for their services, but, you know, if you go to Breakaway, it's, you know, a couple $100. Now, if you're adding rotors, you know, it's just not $1,700. Not on a 2011 any damn thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, Eric, I appreciate it. And listen, I was messing with Nikki when I said, who's Eric Hall? So, not personal towards Eric or anything.
Yeah, that was an informative call.
It was a very informative call. Yeah, I just, look, Nick just bust in with, well, Eric Hall says, well.
I didn't want you to make a mistake, and I'm going to do it again.
Eric Hall?
Darren from Nolan Lake says, don't do it, Steve. Darren, what's up?
All right. I'm listening, Darren.
Steve. I care too much not to say something. You know what I mean?
Listen, I know, man. I know. You're a day oneer. I appreciate it. I'm listening, man.
I was telling Nick, I'll tell you what it's like to pay $1,300 for calipers, rotors, and brakes and all that stuff. It'd be like walking into Walmart, and they have a black and white TV special on the 19th diagonal from back in the 70s and giving $1,300 for it.
That's a good. That's a pretty good comparison then. Okay, yeah, because I'm not doing that.
But anyway, that's all I got, man. I just had to pass that on to you, Steve, man. Like I said, I care too much about you not to say something.
Listen, Darren, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Now, Marcus, here's my thing. You know where else I struggle with this, and where if people want to laugh, this is the spot to laugh. Marcus, I have been accused probably more than once of toxic masculinity, right?
Mm.
Guilty.
It's
a world I find myself living in sometimes.
I think my regular life of manhood has been redefined as toxic masculinity. To me, it was an honorable manhood raising that I feel like I've received. Now, if you change Webster's dictionary and you make a word up and then say, okay, Marcus, everything that's strong and resolute about him is now we're going to come up with a negative name for it. We're going to call it toxic. Okay, well, you call it what you want.
Yeah, now that I agree with 100%. You said that better. So here's my thing, though. My quote-unquote man
toxicity.
Blind spot
yeah.
is cars. I know zero about cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, terrible. Like, I can barely change the oil. I'm admitting this, like, openly. Right. Which is probably terrible because every car company on planet Earth right now is like, God, Steve, please come to us. Because I'm like, that's why I always go. And let me be completely honest. I go to an establishment. I've always went to an establishment in Shepherdsville, right? They take care of my car and stuff. My brakes are bad enough. I'm not driving back to Shepherdsville. Like, they're that bad. And it's my fault. Totally my fault. And it's so I'm going to this new. See them, I've developed a trust with. So if they're like, hey man, look, it's gonna be $2,200, you know, it's like, all right, you know, I know y'all ain't lying to me. You know what I mean? So like, this place is new that I went to this time. So I'm kind of like, y'all take it like, you know, like what's up? You know, like you know, is this right? Is this right? But it, I don't know, man. Sounds like it's somewhat fair, right?
Okay. This you're doing something else, Steve.
I mean, I can pump gas.
Steve, you're doing something else. You're doing something else right now.
Okay.
And it's toxic masculinity.
Okay, I'm listening.
Then people don't understand it. But you own it. Steve, you're doing what we talk about doing all the time. You're punishing yourself for the mistake you made.
I did.
You're teaching yourself this lesson so you won't have to do this again. So you won't
be
here.
Bro, this thing started squeaking 3.5-4 months ago.
I know.
And I was like, ah, it's a squeak. And then I was like, ah, it's a little bit of a grind.
Like, yeah, but
the car's shaking.
Listen,
it's like,
Steve,
this is horrible.
But listen, when you get an easy, lucky bailout, you never learn the lesson. But when you take that extra, you know, $200 and
right.
take that hit, it's like, I know next
right.
time my brakes sound like they need something.
Bro.
After me having to spend that extra $200 on that, hey, baby, I'm taking your car today. I'm dropping this car off. Let's go. We're doing this right now.
Listen, I'm talking to you right now like we're on the phone together. I'm like, listen, bro, if I hear my car, my truck as much as go beep, I'm going to be like, hey, get it to the car place. Get it to the car place. Hey, I think you need to pad up my pad. What's that mean? Hell, I don't know. Just pad it up. Can you fluff my brake pad?
My flex capacitor is down.
I'm like, listen, yeah, like I squat 380 still, but I don't know about my I need my gauge. Like, my gauge.
No, listen, Steve. Again, Steve, like I don't care. Listen, these people can judge you however they want, but I'm telling you, like, it's when I joked around about loving cricket. Like, if my phone gets cut off, I don't just scramble to get it cut back. No, Marcus, you sit here and enjoy how, you know, you appreciate that you don't have a phone. Why don't you have a phone? Because you didn't take the time to map it out. And, you know, like, so, you know, you pay the extra penalty fee to teach yourself the lesson a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're doing the right thing. You're going to a certified place, getting it, you know, getting it done the right way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to a name brand place here, you know, that's and of course, I'm kidding. Like, everybody knows some people that can
get you together.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going against that. I'm just saying this is one where there's enough wrong that I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing the come over to my house and I'll get it for
you. You also have to remember, Steve.
It's like a tattoo.
Like, Steve had his child.
Yeah, my
in
boy
the
does
back
tattoos.
When his car really started going out. So Steve also is like, yeah, he's paying himself the emergency fee.
Yes.
The what is it called? Not emergency. There's the emergency fee. It's the they're coming to get the truck. You know, what
disaster.
Is it called?
What was it? Yeah, it was something where it was like, no, listen, you've also got to pay the penalty because you were out on Gene Snyder.
Convenience fee. You know,
with the boys. Yeah
the retroactive Jesus saved me fee.
I know.
Yeah, like,
I know.
I'm just take the money. Get me together. I'll cut corners somewhere else.
Okay, so at least I feel like we're getting a little support with this because I'm not a car guy, man.
Yeah, hey, listen.
I don't know.
Again, I enjoy that. Speaking of more toxicity traits.
And by the way, thank you for everybody that wrote in.
It's still the thing.
Yeah, I legitimately was asking y'all for help, so I do appreciate
that.
Because
a lot of people
that.
Say thank yes, you, fair you. Price too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
So Steve, I'll ask you this question, then I'll let you go out and take care of the rest of your business.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Every year, Steve, we come to this crossroad. Nikki, I want your opinion on this one, too. We come to this crossroad every single year.
Okay.
I'm just going to just going to sit in a therapy chair and you just don't say anything, but empathetically live with me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm living with you, dude.
Live through me on this one.
Okay. Let's do it.
Dad, what you up to? Nothing. What's going on? Nothing. You know, just chilling. You know, blah blah blah. What you do today? Nothing. So what? You know, what you want for Father's Day? Oh, son, I'm good, boy. You know, I don't care nothing about no.
Man, sorry, I'm not supposed to talk.
Son, you know, I don't care nothing. You don't celebrate no holidays like that. You know, he's about to be married, Steve.
Wait a minute, Pops Maven?
No, Steve.
Oh,
God.
I was like, shut up.
Steve, Jalen Reeves Maven.
Yeah. So, listen. The reason I was confused is because my invite hasn't gotten to the house yet. So that's probably why it threw me off.
Listen, there's so much drama going on around those things. I don't even want to tell you that story.
Hey, you're okay. Not about to just, hey, man, can I get my boy Steve once?
Listen, we're professional athletes, sir. Hey, man, I didn't get my – okay, so Steve.
Do you think I want to go because I want to see you preach? What do you think? Why do you think I want to go? Sorry. You know, look, that's a conversation we'll have off here.
Steve, he's about to have, like, his financial freedom is about to change dynamics, Steve.
Yes.
I'm going to have to start asking.
Shout out Houston.
Look, I'm going to have to start asking his wife. For gifts. I can't go through him anymore because now he's a family man. So, Steve, this is my last Father's Day opportunity to be like,
oh, to get him something he can't get six of by himself.
I don't know why you don't take advantage of Jalen more.
Yeah.
Because the thing, Nick, Jalen loves to do stuff for his dad. Like, he really does. Like Jalen loves to get Marcus stuff. You know, I mean, and now he's not like Jalen's really good with his money. Like,
it's not
going to his business.
Not, it's not Gator Boost with the pimped out Gucci.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's legit with his stuff, though. You know, that's why he's on the NFLPA, you know, and all that stuff. But, like, he doesn't care. Like, when he offers, when Marcus, like, yeah, my computer's out, he's like, Dad, let me buy you something, man. Like, let me get you together, you know? And Marcus, I mean, listen, I hope one day Elijah or Xavier, if they make it to pros, I hope they have a dad as good as Marcus. Because I'm like, yeah, son, like, yeah, no, I need that, you know. Yeah, no, I need that one that. No, that one over there. They're like, oh, yeah, this Mac. I'm like, no, that one right there that massages your feet.
The MacBook massage.
Yeah, like.
Massage your fingertips MacBook with the elbow
I
rest.
Need the one that, like, absorbs your soul, you know, and you're, like, in the computer.
The what is it, Metaverse Mac?
Yeah. I need that Multiverse Mac right there. Yeah.
This might be my last one, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
This might be my last opportunity to get him. Just to get him for a good gift. And I'm officiating the wedding.
yeah, but listen. Once he gets married, man. Then she's going to have a little bit of say-so on where his cash goes.
Darn it.
And I know she loves you, too. But then, look, then her mom and dad got to eat, you know.
Oh, man.
So you're going to be getting a piece of the pie.
So this is my last shot. So what do I get? What I go for, Steve? What I go for?
See, what would benefit me and you both? You're asking me. You wanted this, so I'm thinking.
Don't ask me
unless you want a real answer.
38, 31, 93, 9. You got a quick idea what I could go for? You know, nothing outrageous, but just what's a little perk? Something... I can really.
I mean, your computer's good. Upgrade your whip, and then sell me yours.
You know what? It doesn't have that much. Oh, it's holding up pretty good. Steve.
Listen, let's make a business deal on air. Look, sell me your car. Upgrade your car.
Just get the upgraded version.
Hey, I'll just take over the payments.
Oh, look. You got 8 payments left?
It's like,
whoa, Marcus.
Hey, man, I just thought since we did radio together and stuff.
I just got the title.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
Yeah.
Well, Steve,
we're gonna have to think about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll sit on that.
I'm gonna force you to take advantage of your son. Man, I thought your dad was getting married, bro.
No,
I was like,
no,
okay, listen,
too insane.
Listen, I'm getting out of here. It's the weekend. It's excited. I'm pumped for football recruiting.
Oh, by the way, Steve, there's one text message that I have to pass along.
Okay.
Hold on. Just make sure it gets to you. It began with something to the effect of I don't care. Hold on. The idiots are kicking in. Never mind. I'm not even gonna.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I was almost gonna ruin your Friday, but I'm not going to.
Well, don't do that. But I'm gonna say this: it's gonna be a great weekend, football recruiting, all that good stuff. But I have to sign off with this. I have to give a shout out. Rest in peace, Mr. Pratt.
Yeah.
Love Mr. Pratt, man.
Yeah.
Tremendous dude. You won't meet a better dude, man. So I'm glad he was able to do things on his own terms. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So yeah. So good for that. But we're praying for the family and stuff. So just wanted to make sure that we did that, man.
Steve, that was well said. Also, when you go in there for the breaks, make sure you make a joke or make sure you let them know something about, like, yeah, well, the audience, the millions of listeners in the audience will be judging.
Oh yeah,
your price. So just.
Oh yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, because look, they're just down the road from me, this place. Mm-hmm. Now, if they do a great job, I'll let the name out. You know, like I say, hey man, shut up.
I was thinking more like if they make some last minute discounts.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna mention something. I'm gonna say, well man, yeah, see, I'm on radio here. I'm on 93.9 The Ville. So
yeah, I've the biggest little show in the state.
Yeah, so I'll let them know.
Okay,
y'all know Marcus Maven? No. Okay. I gotta see if Peyton Steven wants to do radio.
And you can get a name, you know. All right, enjoy yourself.
All right, man. Talk to y'all later. See you, Nikki.
Bye, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. This Sports Center update brought to you by Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. 247 Sports' is Adam Finkelstein joined the drive yesterday and talked a little bit about DJ Wagner and how he thinks the Cards might have this one in the bag.
I just don't think you see his grandfather come only for him to go to Kentucky. I'm not saying you know that Milt was hired to get DJ by any stretch. But I just don't see DJ going anywhere but Louisville at this point, especially with his high school coach, you know, reportedly leaving to join the coaching staff at the Knicks. Like, things are this is all, like, very, in my mind, coordinated, and I think Louisville fans should be cautiously optimistic.
Check that full interview out on the GE Appliances Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. On the diamond, the Durham Bulls topped the Bats 10-2. Some play-by-play this weekend. Brewers and Reds kick off a series 7 p.m. You can hear that one on ESPN 680, 105.7. Blue City back in action tomorrow. Boys of Purple hosting Orange County SC. Jeff Milby, Casey Whitfield at 7:45 tomorrow. Have coverage beginning on ESPN 680, 105.7. And on a somber note, UK great. ESPN Louisville host, longtime UK hoops analyst and Hall of Famer Mike Pratt passed last night from a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 73, a friend, and will be sorely missed. Cancer is a thief of time. Enjoy.
I gotta feed the streets. My pistol gon' bleed the streets. Ski mask on my face. Sometimes you gotta cheat to stay ahead in this jar. Drank surf like it's liquor. Street life, I have you catching up to God quicker. Yeah. Stick off. AK-40 to your lip bar. Let the chopper bang on you like a blood or a cripper. Flipper. So much bread, I'm a gymnast. Made so much money off of dummies. Off of dummies.
Yeah, gang. Yeah, gang. I miss the
body catcher. Slaughter gang so.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Nikki, I must have scarred you yesterday talking about the hip hop because you went nothing but full trap music. I've got Molly Percocets. I got 21 Savage. It's like, okay, you want to do that? We'll just go.
Sometimes you just need some.
You're right. I agree with that. Okay, so here's the thing, y'all. You know, I kind of made an opening joke about the Father's Day thing. Of course, I'm not going to ask for anything. I'm going to joke around about it. And then at the last minute, I'm saying, all right, boy, just go enjoy yourself. Stay healthy. Go enjoy yourself and stay healthy. My goodness, you're about to get married. You're going to need every dime you got, boy. So here's the thing, though. I have to, Nikki, this is not about sports. So if you're listening, the last segment on a Friday, and you were dying to get to sports, if you were dying to talk about the Warriors, if you're dying to talk about recruiting and guards and everything, if you're dying to talk about that stuff, this segment is not the segment for you. This is a life. This is a life and humor segment only. It's a very ratchet segment. So this is a little bit more for the mature brain on this one. But look, that's exactly why I got Steve off of here, because there's no way he could handle this conversation. Nikki, maybe. We'll see. So here's what happened, y'all. I'm having a couple conversations. Father's Day conversation, you know, with a friend of mine, lady friend. And she's talking to me about Father's Day gifts, right? She starts to saying what she's getting. Not her father. We'll just say she just has an extended family, you know. And her dude, right, who is a father. Say, what you getting him, girl? You know what the first thing she said? A couple extra underwear. I'm like, I snap, Nikki. I snap right there. I think the conversation that I had earlier, or the thing that I was talking about earlier, as far as people always recommending, it's like all these minor irritants are taking their toll. Maybe just one a transitional year for me, but all these minor irritants are becoming so major so fast for me, Nikki. Stop suggesting a better price every time. Like, it's okay if you know a better price that I can get that for, and you know it for sure, okay. But if don't tell me, don't buy it there, you should go check here or should go check there. You know, because it's like these are all hurdles that you're putting in front of me. Like, again, Nikki, this is audit time for Maven's circle of people I actually.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, I mean.
We're making cuts.
It's. Audit.
Gotta get it. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Audit. We'll call it audit. So we won't say cut, right? But we have to like audit how much personal attention you get from me. You know, how much ear time you get. Because the stuff is just starting to like, it's all just.
This is the difference between a 2-way and a 10-day. Is that what you're saying? Like.
Okay. Audits are all encompassing. Like, okay, you know how you might talk to somebody on the phone 3 times a week?
Okay.
It's got to go 3 times a month.
Yeah. Okay.
Auditing.
Yeah, not saying you're cutting them. It's just that there's going to be. Yeah,
because I just got too much of that hurt, you know, just too much.
You're here. I need you to be a here.
People are trying to introduce too much of their own agendas into Marcus's world, right? And listen, I know some of it's me, but, I'm a self-contained unit. So she says, oh, I'm going to get him some underwear. And I'm just like, oh, God. Why did I do that, Nikki? I'm going to tell you. I did that because this lady friend of mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what she does every holiday?
What's that?
Tells me about how she tells, oh boy, don't get her anything.
Oh, Lord.
And you know what happens when he don't get her anything? He really didn't give me anything. He really, you know, like you sit here and tell him, you know what I'm saying? You know, like that kind of stuff. You're causing a hurdle for that man. You know what I'm saying? You're causing a
unnecessary.
Yeah, that's an unnecessary hurdle, right? And then
guess what? Listen, when I said, really, girl, underwear? You know what I'm saying? And she says, well, that's what he said he wanted.
Oh, God. I mean.
Listen, but this is what I say. I say, okay, you say that every time that you don't want anything.
Right.
You're pissed every time that you don't get. Or you say, just give me this and I'll be happy. You're pissed every time. Is it possible he could just be saying, ah, girl, just give me, yeah, you know, I don't care, you know? But I'm like, maybe not. Maybe that's exactly what he wanted. But I'm still like, well, just be, you know, are you going to spend the rest of your life complaining about telling him, you know, telling him you don't want anything on these special days and then getting pissy? Irritated.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the conversation. And again, Nikki, I admit that it's my perspective that could be off. It could just be, you know, he could really just want underwear. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I was, look, of all things, Pops and Sweeney were 1,000% on the same page with, it was Duluth trading underwear, man. And I got to be honest with you, I don't pamper myself often, but so dropping $20 on a breathable, good-ass pair of undies is...
actually gives a name brand,
right?
Then I would agree. But if it's like, oh, girl, just give me some underwear, so I don't know. It's like, do better. I'm like, do better, girl.
Yeah.
Do better. You expect better, do better, right?
Right, yeah. But then is he perpetuating that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
are we stuck in a song and dance now? Are we? This is the tango now.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
or stereotypical male just saying, I don't care.
Right. Well, see, right, there's a thing that, and I did it mostly in jest at first, but Jeanette, to her credit, million reasons she's, you know, bomb ass girlfriend. This is reason number like 65.
Yeah.
Every time I see something cool. Like, I don't know, like a bubble gun, or it could be like a new thing of
shades.
I hate
bubble guns, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because Texas A&M. Yeah, up until recently, I was a fan, but yeah. It could be the dumbest thing. It could be like, oh, man, like, it's one of those learn to play guitar things, or it's a helicopter. I mean, childish stuff, like real stuff, ridiculous things, like a giant water slide. I'll go, Janet. And she just goes, and she pulls out, and she actually puts it on a list. So there's a list of like 50 items.
Like an Amazon list? Like a shopping list?
Just a note. Just notes. And then, you know, so she's like, and it's good in this sense, too. Because she's like, well, you know, your birthday present this year might be a bubble gun. Because your goofy ass said you wanted a bubble gun. So it's both... like, sweet, because she keeps track on everything, but it also puts me in check. She's like, oh, no, Nick, you said you wanted the inflatable Raptor outfit. Like, were you not serious? Like, grow up. Like, you needed an oil change instead. But no, you said you wanted
maybe that list is, are you, look, maybe you should worry about that list.
I think it's 80%, 85% love and sweet. But there is 15% in there that I know, grow up, young boy. Like, you know, there's a little bit in there. Because I know there's going to be a time when she's going to get me the inflatable Raptor out like costume and deep down and be like, well, that was cool, but I really needed something adult. And she's like, well, then you should have been an adult and said that you needed.
Oh, God.
But,
man,
most of it is because she just loves it.
Point is, men, this year you make a stand. Ask right now. Make sure it isn't something she got to order on Amazon. Ask for what you want for. No more.
Yeah,
no more underwear is fine. No more ties. Women, step up. Step up on Father's Day. Step, golly. Start going the extra mile. Stop being so lazy. I saw a little meme that said, you know, it had Mother's Day, you know, whatever restaurant, and Father's Day, it had the little microwave meatloaf. Step up. Step up now. Don't make it, look, don't, men ask and women don't make them ask. Say you already got something and it's awesome. You got 48 hours.
I got to scramble too. I think about it. Thanks for the reminder.
Midday's Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Everyone's watching. Trying.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.